It's that time again.
Watch out.
Here it comes.
Watch out.
Here it comes.
Courtside Podcast. I'm your host, Hank McCoy, and with me, the People's Champ, Vin Rock. Vince, welcome back to the show.
Very good to be back.
Woo!
Yeah, I was just thinking we should film one of your intros because we want to get it on film when your head actually explodes.
I was just going to say, it's actually not a pretty sight. Like, the next live show we do, people are going to be like, is that it?
I'm tipping they're going to walk out.
Possibly.
Because you'll have spittle all over it.
I'll do the intro and the show will be over and we'll all go home. But look, another great week in the NBA. I'm just so surprised. There have been so many good games and so many players just putting up some ridiculous numbers lately. Shall we jump straight into it?
I think we shall. Actually, before we do, can I just say something, please?
Yeah, sure.
A bit on the serious note. But as you know, I'm a massive Australian cricket fan. And you've probably heard the news, just like everyone else. But just quickly, I just want to give condolences to Philip Hughes' family and friends. He passed away today, this afternoon, after he got hit in the head by a cricket ball that was bowled 2 days ago. And a young cricketer passed away today. So, yeah, just as a lover of a lot of sports, I just thought we should mention it and give his family a condolences.
Yeah, look, I was actually going to bring it up in a minisode, but since you brought it up, I'll second everything you said. Tragic for both parties, really.
Yeah, the young guy, Sean Abbott.
He's devastated, obviously.
Yeah, he's just a young kid, so he's getting a lot of counselling. You know, he was just doing his job. He didn't go out there and intentionally hit Phil Hughes. He was just a fast bowler is there to intimidate, and the facts are Phil Hughes was susceptible to a short ball, and I've watched Phil Hughes play cricket for Australia many times, and I've seen the world's fastest bowlers bowl bounces at his head because they knew he was, struggled with a short ball, and this one just hit him in the wrong spot, and freak accident. And one case in over 100 years of Australian cricket has ever happened, so it's pretty freaky. So
yeah,
but it's never good when a young man dies at the age of 25, so rest in peace, Phil Hughes.
Let's start the show with the Memphis Grizzlies, Vince. 13-2, 8-2 in their last 10. Got to say, pretty pleased with the boys and how they're coming out this season. They are focused. Everyone is locked in. Though I will say we have seen this before and seen them crumble. But I do feel like it is a little bit different shaped team. Finally feel like we've got a bench at the moment, which is definitely something we were lacking after the new ownership traded away our last lot. Look, Vince Carter, John Lure, Courtney Lee has been playing fantastic this season. Pondexter, Beno, Kufis, I mean, they're really clicking.
You got lucky today, though.
Against the Lakers?
Yeah, you got lucky.
Yeah, we did.
Some guy just kept shooting, even though he was, 0-for-5 in the last 3 to 5 minutes, But look, you know what the difference is this year? And it does, like you said, it has happened before. We've seen it before. Fast starts by the Grizz. It's definitely a different feeling about this team this season.
Yeah.
And a massive part of it is Marcus Sol is MVP-like.
He is so locked in. I don't know if you saw his interview with NBA TV the other day, but they made like a sort of candid joke and he was so like deadpan with his answer. Like those guys are just all seem locked in. I mean, it's great.
Yeah, well, to me, for mine, he's the difference there. And I don't know what he drank in the off season or smoked, whatever. But it's definitely he and Conley's team. I think Zebo. Let's face it. He probably won't like to hear it, but he's not what he once was. But he's still putting up decent numbers.
You know what? I'll say he had a bad year last year, but he looks good this season. Like he looks a bit springy. Like he could probably clear a can lid at the moment.
Nice. Yeah. Well, that's an improvement.
Yeah. But his legs look good under him. He looks like he's you know, he looks locked in. Like, this whole team just looks locked in. They look like they're ready for the playoffs tomorrow. I just feel like watching them this season so far, you know, early on, only 15 games in, but to me it feels like they're kind of putting the fear factor back in the NBA.
Do tell.
Well, you know, a few seasons ago it was one of those things where, you know, maybe in Miami, you know, with their big three, it was, you know, they really didn't want to match up with the Grizzlies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like that same sort of thing. No one really wants to go into Memphis right now and play this Grizzlies team. And the way they're playing right now, I think any team in the league who was thinking about a seven-game series with this team is not one they'd be looking forward to.
It's going to get beaten up.
It's fantastic to watch. Like, it's some great basketball.
How good is Mike Conley running this team and playing well himself?
Dude, I was going to say, look, this kid gets better every year. We say it every year. He gets better again. Like, he's even more confident behind the three-point line this year.
I was still lambasted by you having him in the top 10 point guards last year.
Did you see the Clippers game at all the other day?
No, once again, working. Sorry.
Conley going at Chris Paul, giving him a mouthful. It was pretty cool to see. And the Grizzlies just toyed with him.
Is that something Conley would have been doing three seasons ago?
Not at all.
Yeah.
I just think his confident levels are high, and, you know, it's one of those things. Previously, I think Conley probably would have acted like it didn't affect him. This year, he's kind of like, you know what, I'm not taking your shit.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, don't get me wrong, I do want the Grizz to do well because I just like them for some reason. But, yeah, like I said before, it's a different feel with this team. And interesting to see Kobe Bryant give...
Tony Allen some props.
Yeah. Nice. Said he's never heard him call for help on D when he's gardening. So,
I thought that was pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, Tony Allen did say he did hear Kobe's elbow just yell out for some ice, but...
nice.
What a pain in the ass he's become.
Hey, I got to ask you a question, just on Mike Conley. And I owe this question to a friend at work, James. Do you think Mike Conley can crack the All-Star team this year?
Mate, if he keeps this up, you've got to put him in.
If it comes down to, like, a coach's decision, you've got to think he's in, right?
You have to. Look, Chris Paul will be voted in as the starter, probably, and even though he can't win anything. Mike Conley's got to be the guy the coach has put in.
Yeah.
On current form, gee whiz, absolutely starring.
Yeah, I think they're just playing great team ball.
Dare I say it? I said this to a friend at work the other day. They remind me just a little, of the 2004 Pistons.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Just a team that, like, because you're looking at the 2004 Pistons, they didn't have a superstar or anything. And either do the Grizz, really. They've got a bunch of really good players. So, yeah, geez, it'd be good if they won the chip.
Oh, my goodness.
You'd probably just take Ennis away for a holiday and celebrate.
I hate you so much. I hate you so much for starting that crap.
I'm in the process of getting some T-shirts made up.
Let's move it along to the Denver Nuggets. 7-6 on the season, 6-4 in their last 10. Ugh.
I dare say Brian Shaw has saved his job for the minute.
I tell you what, it's... not pretty in Denver, though.
It's not. It is.
From all reports, Denver doesn't like Kenneth Faried.
Why? How could you not like Kenneth Faried?
I think it's more of an attitude thing in the way he is.
What's wrong with him? Oh, he's got attitude?
But he had a terrible game the other day. Terrible. I think he must have got benched. I think he had like 3 rebounds, Vince.
Okay, I mean, he's entitled to a bad game.
Yeah, no, there. Granted.
He does play in Denver.
True.
But they're a rabble. I know they're 7-7, but to me they're a rabble.
Look, it's great to see Gallo back.
Hey.
The Rooster. He's back. Good to see him back on the court. Should not have jumped on Wesley Johnson the other day, though, but it's good to see him out there running around, giving it a go.
Massive, wasn't it?
Here's my thing with Denver, though. And this Denver squad, and especially after, you know, signing a follow back in Denver. Yeah, you know, look, great player, don't get me wrong. But I've got to say, this Denver team, looking at it and looking at their roster, it still feels like George Karl's team to me.
Yeah, I can see that. But,
like, if you were to slip Brian Shaw out, put George Karl in, I don't know. I'd feel like nothing ever changed.
Yeah, no, you're probably right there. But
even their style, like the get out and run up tempo style, it just everything feels the same. It feels like
I just feel like there's no plan there. You know, like now it sounds like Farid isn't their power forward for the next 10 years. You know,
it's not
as bad as a mishmash of players, but what's the plan? Probably the only set guy is Ty Lawson at the minute.
But is he really a franchise point guard? Like, do you know what I mean?
Well, he's not a franchise guy, but if you could...
Is he more like a Kemba Walker?
Well, I think Kemba's better than Ty, but...
So do I,
If you still had Carmelo there, I mean, Lawson's a pretty good, nice player to have next to him.
But that's the thing, you know, there is no Melo, you know...
Carl
had his system and, you know, they're winning games, but the GM of the year, they had the coach of the year, they had a great team... They got spanked by the Warriors. They didn't even get spanked by Warriors. It went to 7.
And they sacked Carl.
Sacked Carl and let the GM walk. Like, what the hell is going on there?
Yeah, look.
It's just a mishmash.
I mean, you've just got to go, you know what? You either rebuild or try and make something out of this mess. I'd probably go the route of rebuilding. You know, what can I get for Lawson, for Reed? I mean, if they don't like for Reed, package him up. Package the Rooster up.
I mean,
why is JaVale McGee there? I mean, Mozgov surely deserves a chance to start. Every time I see him play, he gets like 15 rebounds and 10 points.
My thing is the whole Afolo, it comes back to me, the Aaron Afolo signing. It's like, it's kind of like by signing him, you're saying we're not rebuilding, but...
Yeah, they're middle of the road.
You've got the same team, you know, you've still got the same team there. Like, it's like you haven't made any other moves to suggest that you aren't rebuilding either. It's such a sideways move. Like, it's...
And the thing is, they draft Gary Harris, who I don't mind.
Yeah.
Play the guy. Aflalo's not the future, and you know what he can do. You know what Randy Foy can do. So play Harris. Let him develop. Why do coaches get these nice draft picks and just bury them on the bench on a shitty team? It's mind-boggling. Develop these guys so next year he's even better.
Yeah.
Well, that's the plan anyway. It doesn't always go like that, but... That's what I'd be doing. Just okay, we drafted this bloke. He can shoot, does a lot of nice things. I'm playing him.
I just feel like that, you know, they're in the middle of the pack. By the end of the season, they're going to find themselves at the end of the pack, and we're still going to have no direction with this team.
But that's it with Denver a lot of the time, isn't it? They're either middle of the pack with the odd really good year where they win 50-odd games, or they're really bad. And it's more often than not, they're middle of the road or really bad.
I mean, it's that thing, you know, you let... The GM of the year walk, you let the coach of the year walk, you essentially split up your team, put it back together the same, and then...
Because didn't the owner's son take over, and that's why all those guys got the ass, pretty much?
Well, it's kind of like, well, what's the plan? You know, you haven't shown us anything.
You keep hearing whispers that players aren't too thrilled with Brian Shaw. But all you hear about everyone else who knows Brian Shaw, oh, he's a great communicator, he's a player's coach, he's this, he's that. And then you hear from Denver, like, geez, we hate this bloke.
I tell you, my thing with this this team, one is what are the expectations of this team this year? But, I mean, I'm still waiting for Brian Shaw to put his stamp on this Denver squad.
But how do you put a stamp on a squad that you've taken over that's not really your roster? That you want to put together, really?
That's exactly what I'm saying. You know, like he needs to. The only way he can do that is by adjusting the roster, and we haven't seen any of that.
Well, he's got to give it a full rebuild. Then, I mean, I'm talking you're going to the lottery for like 3 years or something.
That's the thing, though. They have players on that team that could help other teams.
I'm happy to take Kenneth Farid.
You can't tell me a guy like Aaron Afolo couldn't be traded to a contender and you couldn't get some assets back for him. Like, do you know what I mean?
I'm tipping the ball.
Oh, definitely.
You're a contender when Rose is up and about. Yeah, there's... Oh, mate. You know the Knicks have been interested in Farid for ages. So...
It's just my...
Yeah, it's, I agree with you. He's got... Brian Shaw's got a pretty stamp on the team.
Let's jump now to the Eastern Conference. I want to talk about the Washington Wizards, Vince. 9-5, 6-4 in the last 10. Dropped a game today in Cleveland. I feel like they really should have had that game. But when healthy, this Washington team, they feel like such a complete unit.
I've got to say, I was really impressed. I watched a game last week. catch me, they were playing Cleveland. I was really impressed.
They dismantled them, right?
Yeah, and John Wall was just killer.
I've got to say, with that game and the difference between today's game, and I suppose what I was sort of, you know, leading towards is Nene was out today.
Yeah.
Nene was in that game you watched, because I also watched that game. And they just have so many weapons to throw at Cleveland.
But Randy Whitman, the sampler, he's not one of them. Sorry. He is about as useful as...
A fly's piss in the wind.
No, volleyball scene in Top Gun.
Ooh.
Shout out to Tommy Donovan. Paul Pierce, I think, has been a nice addition to this team. I checked his stats out the other day. I was surprised he was averaging 12 points a game.
The thing I like about Paul Pierce on this Washington team is just the effect he's having on it. Like, there's this serious tone to the Washington team this year. Like, last year's results were great, but, you know, essentially, I mean, the way I look at this Washington Wizards team, if healthy, they're in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, you know, man, I like the team. I just don't like the coach, but yeah. I'd love to see him that far. But I guess now with Paul Pierce, if they do get that far, he's a guy that's been there and can ease the pressure a bit off John Wall to hit a big shot.
Well, look, you know, you got arguably one of the best backcourts, you know, on this team with Bradley Beal and John Wall. John Wall looks motivated. He looks focused. He's got a little chip on his shoulder from obviously Team USA. But the additional Paul Pierce, I mean, now they have experience on their side.
Look, we know he's not what he once was, but I just think playoff time, he's going to be...
He's going to be locked in, man, and the other guys are only going to feed off that.
Is that your two words for the day, you're locked in? You if I had a dollar...
Have I said that?
That's your word of the day.
It's my go-to word.
You're locked in.
I'm just locked in for the show, Vince. I'm sitting here in a seatbelt here, locked in.
Look, on paper, I like them. They've got a winning record. Hopefully, they keep it up. Can see Paul Pierce hitting some big shots in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, look, I like the rounded out roster. They got so many bigs to throw at other teams. It's a little crazy. I mean, Kevin Serafin's been playing pretty awesome this season. I mean, he's been a great spark. But you know, then you got your Marcin Gortat. You got Nene, obviously we spoke about. You've got Chris Humphries. Yeah, you've got the Hump. You've got Dwan Blair as well. I mean, you know, they've got some experienced guys and some good bigs. I mean, even Otto Porter's been playing pretty well this season. You know, had a great summer league outing. He's looking solid.
Yeah, and that's a guy they really hope that just keeps improving every year, much like Mike Conley. But his rookie year, he didn't look like a pick number four.
Yeah. But, you know, it's sometimes that thing, you know. Sometimes fans just need to stay a little bit more patient. It's kind of a... I think with that move and that, you know, that drafting, it was more... The team was looking towards the playoffs. I think fans were looking for them to move that pick.
Yeah.
But I like him. Like I've said before, I really feel like he's in that sort of Tayshaun Prince sort of mould. I think he's going to develop just fine. I think this Wizards team is all business. I think they're going to be so dangerous. I know they've had a couple slip-ups this week. You know, that 6-4 in the last 10 doesn't scream to you great, but I think the Cleveland one you can let slide. I think these guys are pretty focused and, you know, losing streaks, I think, are going to be few and far between for them this season.
One guy I would have liked to have seen them keep, and he's one of my favourites, is Trevor Booker.
Oh, he's in Utah now, yeah.
Loved Trevor Booker. I thought he added a lot to Washington.
I understand the move, though. I mean, you know, I just rattled off those bigs. I mean, there's how many minutes is he really going to get? I like him because he's a tough lefty.
But you can never have too much depth.
Yeah,
McCoy. I mean, because Nene's injury prone.
Players are still going to want minutes, though. You know.
Yeah, but they'd be winning, so you'd hope that would just
ease it a bit.
Down a little. Yeah, make it a bit easier.
Can I give a little shout out to one of my favourite Washington Wizard players?
Oh, go for it.
Andre Miller. I love Andre Miller. He's awesome.
He's not awesome.
He's awesome.
All right, he's a little awesome.
Well, let's move along now from the Washington Wizards to, look, I'm going to say the surprise of the league right now. At 9-7, 7-3 in their last 10 minutes. You know who I'm talking about, the Milwaukee Bucks. I know it's early. But they're fourth in the East.
Oh, are they locked in?
Are we in backwards world? Is it backwards world today?
What was it? Did I miss the memo? What was the world in Seinfeld? Bizarro world?
Bizarro world, exactly.
Bizarro world.
Look, forget about how Jason Kidd left Brooklyn.
No, don't give Kidd props.
Please. Look, all I can say is he's pushing these young guys and they look like they're responding. I'm sure getting, you know, the number two pick in the draft, has helped a little as well. But a little bit of credit. That's all I'm saying. Just a little bit of credit.
No.
Even if he's getting by on street cred right now, hey, they're 9-7 right now.
Yeah, it won't last. I think Brandon Knight's got a lot to do with it more than Jason Kidd.
Lucky. Lucky Knight, I've dubbed him.
Oh, God, I haven't listened to this. Oh, dude.
I really like Brandon Knight, but he has to be one of the most unluckiest players in the history. He is a good, solid guard, but you know what? No one's going to remember that.
He's not solid. He's very good.
He's solid. He's a solid point guard, but he's going to be remembered for, being...
He's not a solid point guard. He's a very good point guard.
He's better than average.
He's very, very good.
He's playing really well this season. I agree with you, Taylor. He's playing really well.
You don't think it's just a team that's young and fearless?
I think that's a part of it.
Kidd's not a massive part of it, I can tell you. I just don't like him.
Look,
I don't like the coach, Jason Kidd.
Fair enough.
Well, I love the player. The coach, not so much.
Look, there's a lot of things to like about this team anyway. I mean, yeah, we talked about our Lucky Knight there. Larry Sanders looks like he's showing up this season, which is good. Slowly.
He's just got to get locked in, doesn't he?
I don't think he's locked in all the way yet, but...
No, if they're not locked in...
But look, he's starting to put up some numbers. I hope he can get back to where he was. But he needs to be productive for this team. They really need it. The thing that I've really loved has been the chemistry I've started to see. And I would actually say the past sort of three games between Jabari Parker and Giannis. The Greek Freak, man, that kid, he is a handful for opponents. And then Parker's joined this team and he's looking like a young Grant Hill. Like, I mean, he's looked like he's been in the league for 3 years already.
Pardon me, I haven't seen a Milwaukee game yet because I just don't want to. But where are they playing Giannis?
He's played a little bit of everything, to be honest. He's played everything from mainly the three or four, but, you know, obviously we've covered on the show, Kidd experimenting at the one. I mean, I don't know that he really has a fit position.
He's a roaming sort of player, is he?
Well, it's kind of that thing, you know, when you have two similar, I suppose, stature players in Giannis and Parker, I mean, they kind of play the same position in a weird kind of way. Both completely different games, but... I mean, they're just ball players on the court and they work well, they gel, and I think that's been the difference in a lot of these games.
Hey, look, good luck to Parker and Giannis and my boy there, Mr. Knight. But I just can't watch him yet. Just cannot watch him.
What about, have you seen fat-free OJ?
How's he looking? Is he trimmed down?
Oh, mate, he's on that that skin juice. he's on the mandarin juice, that's what he's on.
He had to, didn't he?
He looks like half himself, Vince.
Is he playing better?
He's playing a lot better. That's not hard after his effort last year.
Yeah, true. Why couldn't he get in shape last season?
I don't know. I think it was maybe a fallout with the coaching staff there. I mean,
yeah, maybe.
Maybe that was half it, you know. And he's a shooter. Once a shooter's confidence is messed up, it takes a while for him to get it back. Because you can't have that mentality. And I think I just felt like his last year, his confidence was out the window.
I would have thought by now in his career, OJ Mayo would have been averaging, you know, around the 18, 19, 20 mark. Because he's got that in him.
I don't think you can sign him or expect that from him now, though.
No, I think now you probably expect 12 to 14, maybe.
Yeah, I think that's more reasonable.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, I really liked him at when he started off with the Grizz and... No, starting off okay at Dallas.
I was going to say, you really like him at Dallas, I think. I think that's when you really took a kindling to him.
Yeah, but he halfway through the season, he just fell off the wagon, didn't he?
He sure did. is this Milwaukee team going to mess around and make the playoffs this season?
No chance of making the playoffs.
Wow, no?
See, here you are again. Here we go again. You've taken a liking to a team, and even though you know they have no chance...
Dude, they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, okay.
Slap bet?
No.
Oh! Slap bet? All right.
Yeah, because you're stuffed.
So for all our new listeners out there who don't know what a slap bet is, basically when Vince and I don't agree on something, we initiate a slap bet, which is basically... In this instance, if the Milwaukee Bucks make the playoffs this year, Vince has to slap himself. And if they fall short and don't make the playoffs, Hank McCoy has to slap himself. So we'll run this by our elected slap bet commissioner, Kalen Woods, just to verify it and make sure everything's above board. But, mate, you've got yourself a deal.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Don't grow your beard out, all right?
I don't, because it turns all grey. God damn it. No, you're in trouble, mate. You are in trouble.
I'm telling you, man. Look, I think they're good enough to make 8 seed. I'm not saying that they're going to, you know, stay at 4th all season. Because, you know, you got teams like Cleveland starting to pick up pace now. Toronto's just on a roll. But I think they can mess around and make the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
I think it's that time again, Vince. Jersey Worthy! Who's your Jersey Worthy of the week?
We're not worthy! Wow.
There were some good ones.
There was. I'm going to... I have to give it back-to-back.
Oh, come on.
I have to. He's just... He did. Today was the game that just tipped it for me. He dominated again. Again, McCoy. And again, you can't give him props.
He played really well.
You can't put him over with the fans. You just won't. You're a flog. Tell the people what he did today.
There was an ejection today. Was it him?
Oh, I doubt it. He's just the supreme leader.
It was the coach. It was Malone today.
Mike Malone. Yeah, he's all right, Malone. He looks like an alco, but he's all right.
He is. DeMarcus Cousins, he's been playing great ball.
Oh, finally.
There you go.
Finally.
You get one a season, you wasted it early. That's it. I had to give him props. He's been playing really well. What was his numbers the other day?
Against Davis?
Yeah, against the Pelicans. I was pretty impressed with that.
Yeah, he outplayed... did he outplay him? I think they both played okay.
Well,
today he had 29-17, 6 assists, a couple of blocks.
Look, there. just the size on that mashup, he gives Davis a lot of trouble.
DeMarcus around the basket is a beast.
It's like a mini Shaq, really.
Well, that is... Come on, it's Shaq. No, but look, I know I say this a lot, and I say a lot of it joking, but I really mean this one. The minute he's out of contract, I want Mitch at his door and bidding up when free agency starts.
You want him in a Lakers uniform so bad.
It would be almost as fun as when we got Shaq. I think my love and affection for DeMarcus Cousins would just almost reach fever pitch as much as you and Ennis.
Oh, God.
Nearly matching yous two. Probably wouldn't take it to the level you've taken it to, but...
When will this? When will this running joke end? It's just
DeMarcus.
Oh boy! Well, my jersey worthy Vince.
Side note. Oh, shut up for a moment. Ramon Sessions, ex Laker, playing pretty well. Carry on.
He is playing not too bad. Well, he's always been pretty solid, I think.
He just sucked with us.
And then he fades. Well, you guys bought him in for half a season and then let him walk.
Yeah, professional basketball player, is he?
Yeah. Look, I had a couple of candidates for my jersey worthy. I was going to give it to Anthony Davis for his game in Utah, that 43 points, 14 rebounds, a block and 2 steals.
Huge.
Pretty impressive, but didn't feel like he backed it up. I was going to give it to Stephen Curry because he's just been tearing up the league. My goodness, Golden State.
Oh, mate.
Steph Curry, wow. How big is that hoop? Seriously.
It's just like he's shooting into a bloody hula hoop or something.
Oh, it's ridiculous. He's just on fire. But I actually had to give it to the Minnesota Timberwolves this week.
Oh, Joey would be happy from Timberwolves explosion.
Joey!
On iTunes, check it out.
Look, I had to give it to him because I was really impressed. And, you know, sometimes it can be hard for young teams to really understand, I suppose, the importance of being a teammate and working together and that overall message within, you know, that team concept. And I think what happened today really speaks volumes for what kind of guys they've got down there in Minnesota and the organization. Sorry, I get a little choked up when talking about this sometimes because anyone out there is anyone, you know, who's lost someone to cancer or, you know, had a friend that's had loved ones lost, they realize the effect. And for the Minnesota Timberwolves to, that team to turn around and all wear pink laces today in Thaddeus Young's first game back after losing his mother to the slaughter was a pretty cool thing to do. So that by far got my jersey worthy of the week this week.
Yeah, very, very classy thing to do by a pretty good organisation who will be on the up sooner rather than later, Joey. So just sit tight, brother. It's, man, Wiggins is showing you glimpses of what he can do. But it was a great move. Great gesture, classy. And we wish Thad Young well from here on out.
That's it. Well, when you have winners, Vince, you have losers. The Brain Fart Award. Who gets your brain fart this week?
It's a great pleasure to give it to James Harden.
Oh, the bearded one.
I'll tell you what, if he put as much time into his defense as he does his offense, MVP. Did you see that fast break defense he played against the Knicks?
Well, I saw it. He saw it, sure as hell didn't.
Well, he saw it, and he turned around and said, I couldn't give a stuff. I'm not running back. So you let three guys run past him. You just stood there in the middle and went, see you, fellas.
He literally just looked at them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Brain fart. You know what his nickname is?
What's that?
Well, you know in Australia we call people Cobb. There you go, Cobb.
Cobb, yep.
Yep, he's a Cobb. I'm not going to say the full meaning of it. You can work it out.
I tell you, man, I can't even argue that. I thought that was pretty woeful from...
That was disgusting. From
your franchise guy, like, come on now.
Yeah, he's the franchise guy, exactly.
I mean, at least
who's
pretend.
Who's pulling him up? Who is pulling him up? Is Mikhail actually going to show that in film and go, James, what are you doing? I bet he doesn't. Because Harden is one of those, you can tell. You can just tell Harden is one of those blokes who just give him attitude over it. You imagine playing with Kobe or Jordan or Magic and doing that?
Yeah, wouldn't fly.
Or Patrick Ewing, or Charles Oakley, or Pat Riley, they would kill you. They would rip you a new one. Disgusting. It was disgusting defense. Pitiful defense.
No, I totally agree.
It was your brain fart.
I'm giving my brain fart to the Stinkadelphia 76ers.
Hey, honorary Australian Brett Brown coaches then.
You know what, I don't care, they stink.
No.
That they had the game against Brooklyn today won, and they wet the bed, and I don't think they're winning a game this season, Vince.
Oh, don't be stupid. Didn't they just get Michael Carter-Williams back?
Vince, I don't think they're winning. I think Michael Carter-Williams has attitude problem.
Why?
I think he has a big attitude problem. I'm going to give
what
it one more...
Say?
Look,
I'm going
to... No, I'm going to give it one more week, and if he does it again, I'll bring it up next show, and he'll get my brain fart. How's that? I think there's actually a bit of a clash between him and Brett Brown. I don't know if this is like an organisational thing as well, as far as, you know, him being on the trade block and things like that. You know, we kind of saw it in the draft this year as well. But, man, the talent's there. Long term, I don't think Carter Williams is their starting point guard, though.
Just because of the attitude.
It feels very Kenneth Freed in Denver to me.
But the kid can play. You acknowledge that.
Oh, definitely. Don't get me wrong. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, another one I'm happy to take.
But, yeah, Philly, oh, my goodness. I mean, I didn't think they were great last year, but I didn't think they'd be this bad this year.
Well, I've said this before. My biggest fear is that Brett Brown loses his job because he doesn't deserve to. He's a hell of a coach. He's a great coach. He's a great guy. It would be a shame. I feel like it's only a matter of time before the media and the fans start really calling for someone to lose their their job. And the buck stops with the coach.
But, I mean, even if they do that this year, I mean, like, who do they think they're going to bring in that's going to do a better job?
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. I don't think there's a coach out there that could turn this team around. Like, it's just, it's literally the talent that he's working with.
And they've done it to him. He could just turn around. And, like, if they sack him, he turns around the press conference and says, well, you know, they drafted a guy who was coming off a knee rego. We drafted another guy who had a broken navicular bone, which is not guaranteed to heal, by the way.
They traded their vets.
He's had to wait an extra year for the last 2 years to get his number one picks in.
I don't know. I feel like he has 4 years there.
Yeah.
I think he gets a pass this season because of the injuries. But
and they also drafted a guy that he's got to wait another year for as well, in Dario Saric.
That's what I mean. I really feel like he's got 4 years to show.
You just feel sorry for the guy. He doesn't deserve to be coaching this poo team.
Look, it's just that he doesn't have enough talent, and that's why they're losing games.
Yeah, well, it's that old saying, you can't make strawberry jam out of shit.
Yeah. Strawberry shit?
You still wouldn't eat it.
That's true. Any shout-outs this week, Vince?
No, just shout-out to my happy Thanksgiving to good buddy Joey Awajing from Timberwolves Explosion.
Hey, hey, hey.
Enjoy your frothies, big guy. Yeah, we don't do Thanksgiving over here, but yeah, a bit jealous of that because they get 2 days off and get to eat and get massive sales at the shops.
I don't want it here. That just means another day I got to work.
yeah, I'm hearing you.
Another
public. Happy Thanksgiving to any American friends who are listening.
Yes. Of course, you can catch all the courtside banter at the website www.crtsde. We will find links to the Courtside Podcast on iTunes and Podomatic. Download, subscribe, leave a review, guys. We'd love to hear from you. We're also weekly on the Facebook boards, All Caps Courtside. Come down and hear us rant and rave through the week. Available on Instagram and Twitter at crtsde. Vince at vinrock44.
At VINROK 44. That's me.
As always, it's been emotional.
Still a flop.
Locked in, Vince. We're locked in.
Here it comes.
Watch out. Here it comes. Watch out. Oh.